Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Brandon Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, museum professional podcasting coming straight from the gloom tomb of New York City. On today's podcast, my guy, my father, Disco Dave, took a little fall, but he is fine. He is just fine. I break that down. Plus, Texas is getting sued. The state of Texas is getting sued. And Dean Collins, the young shooter, is back with more sexcapades with a Brazilian. Oh, yes. All that morning, brand new banging, fully loaded I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real proper, okay? The most important, start this motherfucker off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go.
Boom. Huh. Oh, yeah. I'll do it one more time. Boom. Oh, yes.
Brand new bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. Woo! The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa. That means in the house. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. Mr. Go Fuck Yourself, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. You're now rocking with the very best. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the Iron Dome of podcasting. Welcome to the Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's good. I hope everybody is safe. I hope everybody is sane. Hope everybody's feeling real good, real nice, and a real proper. I know I am. The fucking NFL season has started. Oh my goodness, the NFL season has started. Last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went on to defeat them boys, the Dallas Cowboys. But the NFL is here. Are you ready for some football? I know I am. I know my wife ain't. Not that she don't like football. My wife, she likes football players. I don't think she actually likes watching the game, but like Hard Knocks and Inside the NFL, it's like soft porn shit to her. For real, straight the fuck up. I'm watching it to learn, study. She's like watching it. It's like fucking, it's like some Showtime After Dark shit. Watching these guys pump steel, run, tackle dummies and all that shit. She's into that. As far as me watching an entire Sunday of games, she complains. I go, sit down, watch it. The linebacker for the Detroit Lions, he's cute. Look at him. About to score a touchdown on that big dumb fuck. Check him out, dummy. She don't want to do that. She'll watch a game here and there. She don't know what the fuck is going on. No clue. It's like watching a fashion show. If I go to watch a fashion show, women, they're seeing things differently. Football, they're seeing it. Like if I sat there and went to some, I don't know, Versace show, I'm like, what the fuck? Oh yeah, the model, she's hot, same thing. But it's not the same. My wife, I'm telling you, I know all the players she likes, the coaches, okay? This ain't about her. This is about championship weekend. What do you mean it's championship weekend? It just started. This is when you start fucking winning the championship. This week. Especially in fantasy football. There's no warming up. There's no we're getting into the swing of things. There's no ebbs and flows. You have to get out there. You have to kick fucking ass right off the top. Boom. Kick fucking ass right off the top. That's what we do. Okay? The drafts are done. The hemming, the hawing is done. Now, just about fucking. Just about fucking. Not literally. Figuratively. Kicking fucking ass week after week. Starts on Thursday. You kick ass on Sunday. And then you finish them on Monday. Week after week. Week after week. And I love it. I love it all. Okay? Hopefully, the next time you hear from me, you will be hearing me screaming, yelling in fits of joy. Of course, if I lose, scream, yell, fits of pain, agony. But nonetheless, I don't hide. I don't cower when I lose. Anybody who's a shit-talking extraordinaire like myself, a shit-talking connoisseur, a connoisseur of shit-talking, anyone can talk shit when they are winning. Like Michael Jordan said in The Last Dance, it takes a real man, a real fucking man to do it when you're down. Play that clip from The Last Dance, that iconic clip when Michael Jordan was holding his baseball bat. Forgot who they were playing. Maybe they were playing Charlotte after B.J. Armstrong left the Bulls. He started talking greasy, talking greasy on the yard to Michael Jordan like he didn't know what was going to come. That's one motherfucker you never wanted to get going. And there's other ones, but that motherfucker, you didn't want to get him going. Play that clip from The Last Dance, Michael Jordan.
I see if all that trash talking starts when it's 0-0 instead of 5-6 point lead. That's where it starts. That's the sign of a good man. If you can talk shit when it's even score, or talk shit when you're behind school. When you're ahead, it's easy to talk.
It's well put. That is well put from Michael Jordan. Anybody could, and I'm not just talking about fantasy football, I'm talking about life, talking about business, talking about elections, I'm talking about everything. Anybody could talk shit when you're up. It takes a real man to do it when things aren't going your way. And as far as I'm concerned, that's when I'm at my best, when you have me trapped like a fucking caged possum. Most people don't use that analogy. I do. That's why you're listening to the podcast. I had a possum caged outside my house once. He wasn't happy, okay? But he was fighting. That's when you're at your best. That's when I'm at my best. Duress. That's why we duress mock draft. Anyway, I truly hope everybody is feeling good. If you've never listened to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, welcome. So, so glad to have you here. The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is no longer behind a paywall. The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole bunch of other places. Okay? If you're listening to this, obviously you know that, but I still have people hitting me, yo, I haven't seen anything. I'm like, have you looked on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher? They're like, oh, okay. I go, I've only said it 9,000 times on all of my social media platforms, the big four, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, TikTok. You know, I have actual people walk up to me on the street. I'm 51. Actual people walk up to me on the street and they say to me, love your TikTok, man. I'm like, you know, I'm on Instagram. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, but you're a grown-up telling another grown-up that you love my TikTok? That's what you're telling me? Out of all the things you can ask me, I'm right here in front of you. You want to talk to me about some TikTok? But you don't, I'm just happy that you're listening. I'm just happy that you're following. I'm happy that you're into it all, okay? Where should I start? Texas. They shut that shit down. Now you got problems with the AG, the Attorney General. They're not playing games out there. They're cutting this shit, you know, this goofy shit that they're trying to do out there with the abortions and all this kookiness. You can't do it. The Attorney General said, after a careful assessment of the facts and the law, the Justice Department, they're filing a lawsuit against the entire state of Texas. No thanks to any NBA athletes. No thanks to WNBA athletes. No thanks to any NFL players. Crickets. Crickets from these people. But hopefully this will do away with this cockamamie shit that they're trying to do out there in Texas with these horrifying rules and regulations that they're trying to set up out there where you can't get an abortion after 6 weeks, where you can't do this, where you can't do that. And if you do any of that, Joe Schmo can sue you. That's what's going on out there. And also, they have other incentives across this. This fucking place, man, doing some wild shit. They're doing some crazy shit in San Francisco. In San Francisco, they're paying people, criminals, only criminals, not regular folk, $300 a month to not shoot other people. They're paying criminals with records. You have to have a certain kind of record. In San Francisco, $300 a month to not get caught shooting another person. And if you don't get caught shooting another person, you can get $300 a month. What the fuck is the world coming to? Where you can sue people getting abortions for $10,000. And under this new Dreamkeeper Fellowship in San Francisco, they will pay ex-criminals to stay on the straight and narrow. What the fuck is going on here? This is like, yo, you can make money out here being a piece of shit. But you have to have a certain record. So you have to have a certain criminal record to get this $300 a month to not shoot other people. And you could become a quote-unquote public safety ambassador. Fuck is going on out here. San Francisco is a mess. I'm performing in San Francisco. I can't wait. I'm going to be in Miami next week, too. Can't wait for that. I'm going to be in Miami doing 5 shows in 3 nights, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then Nashville, the 23rd, 24th, the 25th. And then San Diego, the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. Then I'm going to be in L.A. chilling. Then October, yo, it's going to be October. Then I'm going to be in Philadelphia, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'm going to be in Orlando, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of October. And then, like I said, I'll be in San Francisco, the top of November, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. There's plenty of other cities. Plenty of other stops on the Viral Load Comedy Tour, which I'm rocking and rolling with right now, the Viral Load Comedy Tour. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. And like I said, I'll be in Miami next week. And yes, the answer to your question is yes. I will be wearing my banana hammock on the beach a few days early. Yes, I will be getting a crisp tan on the beaches in a banana hammock so I look fantastic for my shows next week in Miami. Yes, a lot of people have asked. I don't even know why I have to keep answering the question. Duh, of course. Banana hammock, crisp tan. I have that banana hammock pulled up my ass so the whole ass can get that nice tan. I don't want those tan lines, okay? Want my cheeks out, okay? Get that whole fucking ass nice, crisp, light brown. I don't want to become like a fucking turkey out there. I don't want like a charbroil, okay? I want a nice, nice, crisp, light brown. What else is going on? I got the shooter coming on here. Apparently, he's got some more tales from Brazil. Or he's got himself intertwined with another Brazilian. This guy doesn't know. He thinks this shit is sweet. I go, these girls that are up there from L.A., up there from Brazil in L.A., they got their OnlyFans accounts and all this shit. Watch it. You're just a nice, nice guy. Fuck around, they'll steal your cat. These fucking girls up there ain't playing. I hope this guy don't get caught out there. I'm going to get him on the phone in a minute. My father, Disco Dave Rappaport, who's 88. I go see this guy the other day, and I'm going to have coffee with my father, right? I see him, he walks up to me. He's got a fucking, not a little Band-Aid, like the double-sized bandages on his head. He's got like a little black eye on the side of his face. I go, what the fuck happened to you? He goes, I fell. I go, what? He goes, I fell. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I'm worried, you know, I'm not arguing with him, but he's like, I fell. I tripped. Fell on my head, right on my head. Boom. I go, well, what the fuck are you talking about? No one wants to see your father like this. He's got a big ass bandage on his head and a black eye thing on his, you know, like he fell. Cut on his head. Tells me the story over and over. I'm like, who was there? This one, that one, his friend was there. I said, you go to the doctor? He goes, no. I said, why didn't you call me? Because I knew you'd get upset. I go, yeah, I'd get upset. 88 years old, you fell on your fucking head. You're looking and falling your nose. Because if you think I got a big nose, my father's nose is, they don't make noses like that. They literally, they don't make noses the size of my father's anymore. These are prehistoric, old school, big, like these are old school beaks. Okay? I'm telling you, the evolution of man, they're like, we don't need this much room to breathe with a nose that size. It's almost twice the size of my nose. And my nose is ginormous. But I was like very upset to see my father with the big bandage on his head. He said, you got to put a hat on. You look insane out here. You look crazy. You got a black eye. You got this big bandage on your head. This is after all he told me was all right. I made him repeat the story a bunch of times. Happened a couple of days ago. But it was very, very worrisome. I said, I got to tell the listeners. Everybody's always asking, how's Disco Dave? He's fine right now. But I did not like running into my father with a big bandage on his head and a black eye. Very upsetting. But, you know, he's a guy. He's a guy. This is what happens. He's an older guy. They fall. Older people fall. Unfortunately, they fall. You know, they fall and they hopefully they get up. I don't know. Still not exactly sure how it happened or why it happened, but he's fine. He's still out here like me, breaking rules with solid stools. I always ask him, how's your stools, Dad? Tell me. Give me, you know, a report. Tell me. He said, yeah, they're good. They're good. They're solid. I said, okay, good. Because like me, I'm out here breaking rules with solid stools. You always got to check a stool. You know, it's not like a pleasant thing to look at, but you got to look. Okay, how's this looking? Is it healthy? Strong? Is it put together? My father says his are put together and mine are also put together. The NFL is back. NFL football is back. This is the best time of the year. I am so fucking excited. Put some skin in the game with me at mybookie.ag with over $500,000 in contest prize money up for grabs. The biggest $100,000 super contest only costs you $10 to enter. You could win up to $100,000. It only costs you $10. Pick five games against the spread each week. Each win earns you a point, and each point gets you closer to the grand prize. My first entry against the spread. This is my picks. Titans, Jaguars, Niners, Ravens, and Bengals. Okay, the Titans, Jaguars, Niners, Ravens, and Bengals. In order to get you started, make your first deposit at mybookie.ag. Use the promo code DINGO, D-I-N-G-O. That's D-I-N-G-O to instantly receive your deposit. That's double your money to double your winnings with your first ever deposit using the promo code D-I-N-G-O. If you have any questions, you can hit up the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Football Think Tank at The Captain Picks on Instagram. The Captain Picks on Instagram, where we put our think tank together. So follow and DM. Okay, let's break the bank together at mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie now. All right, well, now that I mentioned the shooter in Brazil and my concerns about his cat possibly being kidnapped by one of these stragglers he keeps letting in and out of his house and his life. Let me just bring in the young shooter, Dean Collins, because everybody's worried about you. Everybody's concerned about you. Dean Collins, the young shooter, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. Glad to be back. You were saying that, like, you were concerned that people are kidnapping. What did I miss? People are kidnapping
my
cat?
What I was saying is I mentioned that the young shooter was going to be back and tell me about some additional story with a Brazilian, and then it dawned on me that, you know, you're letting these randoms into your world, into your life, and, you know, it's not far-fetched to think that maybe one of these girls one day might, you know, who the fuck catfish you, or, you know, they might scam you, and next thing you know, you're getting phone calls from a cell phone in Nigeria, and they're like, oh, I've got your cat. We stole Pablo. You need to give us $5,000, and we're not giving you this fucking cat back. I mean, that could happen to somebody like you. You know, you're not what anybody would call street smart.
No.
Sometimes I'm like, I point things. I'm like, yo, pay attention where the fuck you're at. You know, so you don't know what the fuck is going on. You're mixing and matching here on Tinder or Grindr or what do you?
No, not Grindr. You keep saying Grindr, and I've told you maybe 100 different times that's actually a gay dating app. Like, that's not what I'm not on that. I don't have that
down.
It's a gay dating app, so I don't have that downloaded. Like, I'm a straight male. Nothing against gay people whatsoever. I don't go that way. But it's interesting that you say that because a lot of people are always like, oh, be careful. You know, if you don't know this person, you got to be careful for yourself. You don't know what you're getting involved in. You don't know them. But I didn't think about the angle of them wanting to maybe kidnap my cat. Like, that actually...
I don't think they're kidnapping your cat for anything but some ransom money. But be like, yo, this guy likes this fucking cat. He thinks this cat is like the Brad Pitt of cats.
No, I don't think. I know. Because he just happens to be like a really great looking cat. And people always ask me, where did you get the cat? And I tell them Paris. But
you didn't get the cat in Paris.
No, I did. Paris, P-E-R-I-S in California. It's near San Diego. I actually got
Is that the line you use?
No, it's not a line. It's literally where I got the cat. I got it in Paris, California. But it happens to be, you know, 2 hours from my home. I had to go and get it. He's a great looking cat, but you're right. And a lot of women, but women tend to like Pablo. I mean, he's better looking than me, and that's kind of the draw.
Yeah.
And that's
that is a good looking cat.
It's a fucked up situation.
It's a good looking cat. That does not mean that I like that cat. I don't like your cat. I don't think your cat has a warm personality.
Not at all. But you can recognize
it. I think your cat is a little bitch.
Okay,
Is Pablo a guy or a girl?
He's a guy, so you can't say he's a little bitch. But he's...
Well, I think he acts like a little pretty bitch.
Okay,
He acts like a little pretty bitch who's got a TikTok account with like 5 million followers.
100%.
And like if you saw Pablo at like a Starbucks, he'd be like, Pablo's like on some Timothy Chalamet shit. Now, I've heard Timothy Chalamet is cool, but like your cat would like walks around like your cat's, I don't like your cat.
I get it. Okay.
I'm just like, leave it at that.
Just,
I don't like
that's
that little
fine.
Fucking
leave,
cat.
Leave it at that. It's just, it's a problem when
I tried.
You don't need to try. He doesn't like anyone. He's evil. He's like Grumpy Cat, but it's a problem when your cat is more attractive than you. It's a fact. It's actually a fact. But anyway, yeah, man, I mean, you were talking about Brazil.
I was saying that you told me you had another situation with a Brazilian woman. And I said, and I teed it up. I said, I hope this fucking guy isn't out here playing games, because some of these, people from South America, they come up here and they're looking for assholes like you. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they steal your cat and they're like, yo, we're not giving you this fucking cat back unless you give us $5K. If you're lucky, it's $5K.
You forget the green card and all that shit. We want your cat.
Nah, they want that cash, motherfucker. They don't want the cat. They want the money.
Cash.
Are you understand? See how gullible you are? You don't even know why they would steal the cat. You're like, oh, because it's good looking. No, they know that you... Do you understand?
Man. Well, look, that's...
You didn't see Man on Fire? You didn't see the movie with Denzel?
Yeah, I saw Man on Fire? I saw Man on Fire. I've seen Rush Hour, okay? I understand how ransoms work, all right? But this was actually a positive experience. This wasn't, what you thought it was. And I don't know what it is about Brazilian women coming into my life right now, but, the listeners heard my story about the first failed Brazilian date that I had, where she stood me up, and that really, that hurt. Not gonna lie, it did hurt. I don't know why you're laughing. I don't know why you're laughing, but it actually did hurt to be stood up and to actually, clean my house and get a housekeeper and get a fake spray tan.
Spray tan.
I know. You don't have to remind me that I got a spray tan.
You should have put the spray tan first, because that's the thing that everybody likes the best, is like spray tan, clean my house, wash my car, spray tan. You could do it like you could bookend it with spray tan, because that's the thing that puts it over the top.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you reminding me that. This one just kind of came about, and she reached out to me, and a very, very attractive woman. I mean, she's Brazilian. It's like, it just seems like there's just something in the water out there where all Brazilian women are just gorgeous. And I mean, this is... I mean, she...
They have a reputation for that.
She dropped something. She dropped her standards. And I said, nice to meet you. I'm Dean, because...
Now, did she crawl into your DMs or one of these dating apps?
She crawled into my DMs.
She crawled into your DMs out of nowhere.
Yes. I think that we may have matched on Tinder or something like that, but I wasn't...
Okay. Wait. Because I know you pretty good. Hold on. You may have matched on Tinder somewhere, and then she crawled into your DMs, and you're telling me the truth here, because now I caught a tone. I'm asking you again. Let's just clarify, because listen, the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast prides itself on not fucking the fans, and that means being as honest as you possibly can, unless you have to cover up a name, unless it's, something obvious.
Okay, so then
I'm going to ask you again.
Okay.
How did you meet this Brazilian?
Okay, so if we're being totally honest, I did see her on Tinder, and I think I sent her a message on Instagram, okay? Because in her bio, she had her Instagram, and a lot of girls like want you to go to their Instagram, I guess. Like, I reached out to her on there, and after a couple hours, I have like a rule of thumb, and with this one, it was different, but my rule of thumb is, I'll send a girl a message on Instagram, and after 24 hours, if they don't respond to that message or they don't go to my page or whatever, they don't respond, I unsend that message. I don't let
I it, like that.
I don't
link. You're not a thirsty bitch.
Absolutely not. I'm not one of these guys who's like, I don't like to get reminded of my failure. I don't like to leave the DM in there. So I unsend the message. So I think what had happened with this girl...
I think that's good.
Yeah,
I think that's a good approach.
With this girl, I actually didn't send a message, but what I did was I went to her Instagram, I liked two of her photos, she liked two of my photos, and then I sent her a message, and...
Okay, there we go, because that's different what you said about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't
always feel
happen.
Better? You feel better that you're telling everybody the truth?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not going to lie, I do feel better. I don't want to be known as a liar, and...
And the fans don't think of you as one.
I'm not one. But that's what
I know.
Saying.
And they don't think of you as one. And we don't want to breach that. We don't want to fuck the fans.
I must have got it confused with somebody else from maybe a few
years
back.
Let's call it that. You must have got it confused. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
All right. Well, no, I must have got it confused, and we liked each other's
stuff.
You
sure fucking did.
Okay, man, you reminded me of that. I just said
you
I got confused.
You sure fucking did get it confused.
I just said that. Can I finish the story or?
Oh, I'm waiting. I can't. I'm excited.
Okay, so anyway, we like each other's stuff. I send her a message. She replies immediately. And I gave her my number. She texts me right after I give her my number. And she said, hey, it's so-and-so. I mean, the first girl that we called City of God, I don't know. You're great with your nicknames. I don't know what we call this Brazilian girl, but I can't give her real name because certain people get a little nutty and go find these people online and try to ruin my shit.
We'll call her Rio.
Rio?
Rio. Like, you know,
Rio.
Rio.
Like Rio de Janeiro. Okay, Rio. I like that.
Rio. So we'll call her Rio. You don't have to do the accent all the time because I realize it takes a lot of energy to do it like that. We'll call her Rio.
So anyway, Rio. Okay, so I get a text message that says, hey, it's Rio, with a little emoji, okay?
What was the emoji?
It was a moon face. It was like, oh, hey, you know, it's me, Rio. I might be a night owl. I don't know. You don't know who I am. I'm an insomniac. I don't know what the implications were for that. But anyway, she sends me the thing. Right. I said, hey.
I might have sleep issues.
Exactly. And I like that. That's the thing. I'm going to be totally honest because you're talking about honesty and then I'll get into the story. But I really.
I'm talking about honesty.
I like women who don't like me. I like women who need therapy, who have problems. I don't like a woman who's like, I really like this guy. You seem like such a great person. You know, how are you still single? Like, that turns me off. Like, I like someone who, like, treats me like shit. I don't know what that's about because my parents are still together. I come from a very loving family, but I do like toxicity. There's something about toxicity that I personally enjoy in dating. And I don't say that with pride. It's something that I'm working on, but I do like, right. it's something about kind of crazy women, and it's fun, and you don't know what's going to happen. One day they like you, the next day they don't ever want to speak to you again. I like that.
Right.
So we all? Apparently, I guess so. I mean, I have friends that are in loving relationships, and I'm like, I don't get it, but.
Yeah, I got, you don't get it. You're looking for.
No, I don't get it. I thought I'd outgrow this phase like by 25. I'm 31 and I'm like, when's this going to be over? Like, when am I going to snap out and start wanting to settle down? But I think my 40s are going to be like a real good time for me to like start raising children maybe. But
right.
Until then.
Okay. We don't want to say therapy,
okay,
man.
Okay, no, you were asking
God damn
about,
it.
Okay, you were God asking,
damn it.
So I get the text message.
Holy shit.
Sorry, you're asking me about it. I get the text message.
I mean, I asked you, but holy shit.
All right, man. Well, this is like sort of my form of therapy talking to you. Like, I don't have a therapist. So I get the text message. I said, I'm glad you texted me. She said, I'm glad you found me. And so we were already kind of off to the races. I said, you know, I don't like to do interview style things where we're talking, chit chat, small talk. Like, I'm kind of a short texter. I'm not a good texter. I'd rather see you in person and talk and all that stuff. So I set up a date with this girl.
You ain't with all the long talk.
I ain't not about any of that long talking because I'm not down with the long talk. So I set up a date. I said, hey, some of my girlfriends are going to this bar called Zebulon.
Okay.
In Echo Park area, which is like a really happening part of town right now. It's more popular and fun than West Hollywood or Santa Monica right now.
You could get stuck up over there. I saw a surveillance video of somebody getting a gun pulled on him again, broad daylight on Melrose.
Well, that's West Hollywood. I was going further east. You'd think it's less safe further east, but apparently West.
I know, it's crazy.
So anyway, I tell her, hey, this is the plan. I'm meeting up with some girls. My friends at this place called Zebulon. It's this hot bar spot. It's an open area. It's inside the 90s, 2000s music, whatever. So
okay.
I get an Uber. I'm pretty nervous. I'm not gonna lie because it's been a while since I've started to get into the dating pool again. I've only had like a couple experiences lately, and I'm trying to get myself back out there. And I'm pretty nervous. I'm getting my stuff together. All this stuff. I get an Uber. I call an Uber, and this Uber driver, he starts telling me. oh, I don't know, I wasn't going to drop you off at this place because my ex-wife lives there in that area, and I'm estranged from her, and I have my she's got a restraining order against me, and I'm in I'm in the back seat of my car, like one shot in before I left to loosen up, and so I'm thinking, all right, maybe I'll practice my social skills right now by talking to this guy. So I start talking to the guy, and he starts giving me the whole life story of how he cheated on his ex-wife and he doesn't have custody of his daughter. And I'm just saying, hey man, like, it'll make you stronger in the end. You got this, you know, you're going to move on and be okay. And I'm just nice. I'm a nice guy. And he took advantage of me with that. And so as we got closer to the bar and my destination, he starts taking me on a tour of where his ex-wife lives. And he goes, that's her uncle's car. You see that
truck? I like this fucking guy.
He's telling me this is my in-law's car right there. Oh, they're still there. Shit. And I'm like, oh fuck, get me out. I was like, I was just trying to be nice. I gave him a fucking inch. He took a mile from me. I felt taken advantage of. And so then
I gotta be honest. That guy's a sociopath. Number one. Number two, I understand. I've been in that place. Right. Look me up. Google me. Michael Rapport, 1996.
Knock,
Google
knock.
Me. Number two, I had an incident today with an Uber driver in New York. I wasn't driving my car. And before I even got in the car, the motherfucker was screaming at me because he had an automatic door. How am I supposed to know it's an automatic door?
You like to really get aggressive and start like opening
the
shit.
Well, I want to open the fucking door. I want to get in the car. How are you siding with him just off the...
Because I know your Uber score, and it's absolute dog shit, and I started to wonder, why is your Uber score so low? I was just wondering why. And then I realized with traveling with you, you get in the car, and it's like a reflex. Immediately, you get in an Uber driver's car, and it's never just like you sit down, you relax... You say something right off the back. My man, I need you to move the seat up. Windows are locked. Where's the air conditioning? It's like a reflex. And I don't even think that you necessarily want the seat up or that you need air conditioning.
Yes, I fucking do.
No, it's like
well,
you
I don't know why if you're driving an Uber and it's one passenger or two passengers, why your front passenger seat is like reclined like you have like fucking Cheech and Chong in the front row. Like it should be up. And also, You're not picking up anybody under 18, under 21. Undo the child protection on the windows. Like, I want to, because you go in there. It was like a perfume dispensary this afternoon. I said, my wife's going to think I was in a whorehouse.
Right.
But it literally smelled like I was in a whorehouse. I was like, she's going to think I was literally in a fucking Brazilian whorehouse. That's what it smelled like. It was so putant. Putant? Is that the word?
Pungent?
Putant?
I went to film school, man. You're not asking the right guy.
What is it, putant?
I thought pungent. Maybe it was like a pungent smell.
Anyway, and then when I, you know, he's, you know, the door. I'm not doing the accent. He had like some kind of African accent. I'm doing Middle Eastern. He's like, the door. I go, I don't know the fucking door. I don't know. It's automatic, man.
I think that you deserve, gotten in the fucking you deserve car. Your
and
score.
And then when I get in there, it's the putant smell.
Pungent.
And the window won't go down. Pungent. Like, it's like... I'm 51. Why do I have to ask? Hey, Dad, can you roll down the window?
It's their car, dude, and they have your life in their hands. And you know what?
I am paying, and the prices are so expensive in New York. You know what you're going to start seeing of me? Videos of me on the train.
Do it.
Going back to some.
You're on some.
I'm doing it.
And you know what? I was with you, and some guy, this poor guy, and I'm just going to put you on blast right here on your own podcast. This poor guy, he's not saying a word to us in the car. And I know you don't like people talking to you and all that shit. This guy's listening to his music, and he's bopping his head, listening to his music. He said, "My man, I need you to turn that down. I need you to turn that music down." It's like some Billy. He's like vibing. It's like I'm walking on sunshine. He was like,
"How loud was it?" You were in there. It was so fucking loud.
But you know what? I'm not going to tell him to turn down his music unless I have a throbbing headache. And you know what?
At that point, I am not a hitchhiker.
Okay.
I am a paid customer. So you're like, it's his car. It's not like I was on the side of the road showing my legs, trying to get a ride, you know, on the hot sun desert roads of Arizona. I'm paying for a service. That's why when they say, do you want to talk? Do you want, like, there should be more of that.
I don't want to talk. Agree with that.
I want the seat up. Turn your fucking music down to a normal volume, if you should even, and also when I come in there, why don't you say, would you like to listen to something? I don't want to hear I'm walking on sunshine.
Well, listen,
I'm not in the mood for that.
This poor guy is listening to I'm walking on sunshine. You kind of snapped. You weren't in the best of mood, and you said, I need you to turn it down. Can you please turn down the music?
I didn't say I need you. I said, can you turn the music down?
And this poor guy, because I could see his face in the mirror up front there, and his face, the look of defeat, that he had. And not only did he turn the music down, he turned the music off. And you said, my man, you don't have to, you said, oh no. Yeah, then you got all sweet and you said, oh, you don't have to turn the music off. I just wanted you to
because
turn it
because I didn't, it didn't have to be off.
But it felt aggressive like enough.
We're not going to the club. It's 11 in the morning.
It was 11 in the morning. And he said, no,
the fuck.
He said, no, it's fine. I'll turn it off. And you know, okay. so now
you're playing games. Keep
you want to keep? I'll keep playing games. You want to keep fucking throwing me under the bus? I got plenty more stories where that came from. Okay, so okay, I was being nice. I was being nice to the Uber driver. I didn't realize that he was going to give me the grand tour of his ex-wife's house in Echo Park, and I'm like, oh man, just get me there. And then all of a sudden, he says, "Oh my God." He says, what are you doing here? Well, by the way, what's up with you? Where are you going? Where am I dropping you off? I said, I'm meeting this Brazilian girl. And he goes, oh my God.
I wouldn't have told him that.
Well, I told him that. And that's all I said. And I said, I've never met her. I'm meeting her. I'm a little nervous. And then he stopped the car and he said, oh my God, this is strange, but I'm a messenger from God. And I'm a prophet of God. And there's something that is telling me that you're going to have, this girl is going to change your life. And this is going to be a life-changing night for you. Your anxiety, your thoughts, your worries are all going to go out the window. You're going to have conversation flowing like no other. You're not going to be worried about it. I didn't tell him I was worried or anxious about this, by the way. So this was a weird...
He's a clairvoyant.
He was a prophet of God, or maybe a lunatic. I don't know, but he sounds like a
fucking nut job.
He had this feeling. He said, I was supposed to drive you. You were supposed to be here to help me. I said, whatever, man. There's my stop. I got out of the car. That was over with, thank goodness. I meet up with my girlfriends. They're like, this is going to be a great night. We're going to go out. So I text the girl, and my move is, I'm going to send you an Uber. That way you don't have to worry about getting an Uber. You don't have to worry about driving and drinking and all that bullshit. I'm a nice guy. I'm a stand-up guy. I said, hey, whenever you're ready, I just got to the bar because I wanted her to meet me there. I'm going to send you an Uber to your address because she's a visitor in town. She's from New York, Brazil, living in New York, who's in Los Angeles vacationing. So I said, let me send you an Uber. And she said, okay, that would be great. I'll text you when I'm ready. The night's going on a little bit. My girlfriends are kind of giving me a hard time. They're going, listen, this girl's not coming. Like, you know, this girl's hot. There's nothing against you, but she's not coming. It's approaching 11 o'clock. And I'm like, no. I was like, don't say that. Don't put that in the air. I had a bad experience with the last Brazilian. All of a sudden, I get a text.
We all know.
And yeah, but this girl is like, I'm so excited to meet you. I can't wait. And I'm getting a good vibe. So all of a sudden, I get a text message. Hey, I'm ready.
Does she have an OnlyFans account?
Does not have an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
I was happy about the first, not...
Yeah,
the,
you should be happy about that.
I should? Well, I know it's like today you got to be like, what's wrong with that? You should have a girlfriend with an OnlyFans account.
Nothing's wrong with that. It's just saying, next thing you know, your fucking cat's in a gas station, you know, somewhere like, you know, just... Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So anyway, she says, I'm ready to come here. I'm ready to go to the bar. You can send the Ubers. Fantastic. This is really happening now. Oh my God. Okay. Like, this is really going to go down. This Brazilian's not going to stand me up. She gets in an Uber and I can see, you know, she's driving towards me, whatever. She's about to be there. It's a great bar. All my friends and I are like, we're a couple shots in now. She gets there. She says, hey, there's a huge line out the door. I don't know what to do. I don't think I'm going to be able to come in. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, this is not going to be the end of the night. So I go to the door guy. I go to one of the security guards and say, hey, my friend's in line. What should I do? They go to the door guy and offer him a bunch of money to get her to cut the line and go meet you. Not a bunch, but just offer him some money, Venmo him or whatever the fuck it is. So I'm going, ah, fuck, all right, whatever.
Jesus Christ. I'm already like... That's how it is now?
Listen, if you want to get a drink and go Uber to a bar, be prepared to spend $100 on that.
I just spent $78 coming from Houston Street to my apartment in a fucking Uber that smelled like a whorehouse.
Well,
I know.
You know what it is. So that's it's hard out here.
And I got screamed at by this guy.
Well, you deserve that, I'm sure. But
no, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right, man. Save it for your fucking therapist. I already told you this ain't a therapy session. So she's here. I go to the door guy. There's a line down the block. It's a popular place. And I said, hey, man, this girl that I'm meeting, she's at the back of the line. Is there any way I can...
Yeah, you told us that. Yeah, you got to... Oh, so you...
No,
oh,
I'm telling him.
So I said, thought you had like a brain spin there.
No. So I said, there's this huge line. Can I Venmo you to bring her to the front of the line and meet me? And I'm expecting, nope, fuck you. And the guy... And this is where the Uber driver comes in. Like, maybe he was right about this prophecy shit. Because the guy goes, hey, man, you don't have to pay me anything. Bring her up to the front of the line. She can come in with you. And I'm like, oh my God, fuck yeah. So I bring her up. I meet her.
Night's going good.
Night is going really well so far.
Now, when you meet her, does she look like the pictures?
Yeah.
In size, scope,
yeah,
filter, does she smell normal?
She smells great. She looks great. She's exotic. She has high heels on. You know, I'm 5'8", 5'8 and a half, still growing. And she's got high heels on. So, you know, I can deal with that. I can work with that. But she was tall. But in reality, she's like 5'3", I guess. So I text her. I said, before she got there, what do you want to drink? I'm going to have a drink ready for you. I like whiskey. Okay, so I take her to the bar.
That brown.
We're talking, like it's flowing, no anxious feelings, no weirdness, no awkwardness, no, oh, I just met you, I don't know what to say. You know, she spoke pretty good English. So I get her a mezcal mixed drink. I get myself a mezcal mixed drink and a beer. And for 3 hours, we're talking about each other, everything. It's going really well, so well that she hasn't even had a quarter of her drink, okay? She hasn't even drank before that she got to the place. And she even says, hey, you know, this is so amazing. Like, you're so easy to talk to. There's, you know, I was kind of nervous that this was going to be awkward or whatever it is, and I'm just having the best time. And I was like, great, this is amazing. So I needed to capitalize on the moment, and I know that she's leaving, you know, in a few days, whatever it is. So I said, you know, we could either go back to Pasadena where you're staying, or we could go to my spot, you know, in West Hollywood. And she wants to come over. So I get an Uber, we go back to my house. You know, she, by the way, it's like you said, she loves the cat. She's like really tripping over the cat. And Pablo,
be fucking careful.
I understand. And so
be careful. Things went
really, really well. We had a great night. You know, we hooked up that night. It was a success.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. I mean,
what does that mean? Because it was back in the days.
Yeah, I know. Hook up would mean like we're meeting each other or something.
Yeah,
what
does that mean?
That's why it makes me uncomfortable.
You freaked off?
Because sometimes my dad will be like, "Hey, did you hook up with your sister later?" I'm like, "Don't phrase it like that," because he thinks it's like, are you meeting up with each other?
So you freaked off?
I freaked off. We freaked off. We had a great time.
Okay. Space lamp.
The space light was on. I had some nice music.
We had
some nice drinks at my house. And
hell,
she was really into it. And the next day, I ended up driving her to Pasadena. It was like almost a 40-minute drive. And I helped check her into her new hotel and check her out of the other hotel. I was carrying her bags. Oh. It was like I was a boyfriend for 24 hours or something like that. And
that's good.
But
that's
then
good. That's good, little 24-hour boyfriend.
Yeah, 24-hour boyfriend. And then the next night or two nights later, I ended up going back to see her and driving over to her hotel, and we had a nice time. And
the hotel that you checked her into.
Yes.
She was in the same one?
Yes. And so I ended up...
Because if you told me she moved another one, then I would be like,
no,
red flag again.
No. She's
Did she mention why she needed to move in the first place? Because that's ding,
she
red flag.
She had to move because her coworkers, you know, she does travel and all this stuff. They needed to leave, and she couldn't afford it on her own. Blah, blah, blah. So you've
seen her twice.
I've seen her twice, and I've already had to have the conversation because I'm having a lot of text messages come in where it's sort of getting to be a little bit of a stage five clinger. Not necessarily, but just like, why are you single? I really want to clone you. So
everybody asks why you're single.
Whatever.
They don't know that you're fucking nuts.
They don't, right. And so
they don't know you're fucking nuts, but I mean, most people would be like, this guy's great. He's sweet. He's nice.
No, I am. And I am sweet and nice. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So anyway, I kind of had to have a conversation like, you know, I'm not really looking for anything too serious right now and yada, yada, yada. Like, you had to be upfront with your intentions, but I think that she's great. And she was like, that's fine. I really want to see you before I leave. I want to see you as much as I can before I leave. And
so
everything has been going well, and she leaves in a couple days, and it's a really easy, fun experience that I'm having. And the Uber driver really was right. I mean, he was right about the conversation flowing, and it was, you know, she didn't change my life, but things have been really great. And so I wanted to share
that with
you.
They call you Mr. Brazil.
Yeah, man. I mean, they told me to go. They used to say when I was on the TV show with you and all that, they'd say, come to Brazil, come to Brazil. A lot of Brazilian girls say, come to Brazil. And I really, like, I'm capitalizing on it now. You know, I'm not in Brazil, but like maybe, you know, they're coming to me right now. And I don't know what it is. I love the broken English. I love the, what did you have in your mind for tonight? I mean, I love that kind of, like, I love that. And, You know, and she, the one thing that she kept telling me, which is makes me laugh because this is so crazy to me, but she keeps saying, "You're just so smart. I think you're the smartest guy. I feel dumb around you." And I'm like,
red flag, my man.
How is it?
No, because I'm gonna tell you straight up, you ain't that
no,
smart.
No, that's why I'm laughing.
And that's she's buttering you the fuck up.
No,
she's buttering you up to steal your cat.
No, and she, you know what? She actually took a photo of Pablo and she sent it to me the other night. And she said, "I really miss seeing Pablo you."
I hate to. You sound really satisfied and happy with this. And what you're telling me right now, you're making me nervous.
Why?
Because she photographed your cat. She's got fingerprints on your cat. Like she's got so that same picture one day, you better hope that fucking picture is not like, "I got your cat." Yeah. I don't want that to happen because I don't want you calling me, "Yo, rap. Yo,
no.
What do I do?"
Don't say
I don't
that.
Know what, I said call Denzel Washington.
Don't you say that.
Call fucking Man on Fire because I didn't know that, you know, and before I brought up your cat and getting your cat kidnapped, I didn't know that she was obsessed with
your
cat.
That's what was weird. I know. That's why I was like, "Oh shit, you really said that. That's crazy." But she did say, "I miss you and I miss your cat a lot." And so anyway, it's been a success. It's been about a week and, you know, she's leaving in a couple of days and it's just something fun and spontaneous.
Great.
And something I didn't expect. And you know, to be with you traveling for so long, this is just felt like a dream, to be honest, to not be sharing a room with you and hearing all your sounds and your snorts and your coughing and shouting at Uber drivers. And so it's been really nice to have just like, you know,
thank you.
A soft
thank
woman
you.
To go to sleep next to. I've only met her, hung out with her twice. Not a compliment, but
Now let me ask you a question. Last time we spoke, you said that you were part of No Strip Gang.
Dude.
We call it NSG.
Yeah, baby.
Yo, have you been on that Breathe Right shit?
I've been on it every single night.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. I've been on it every night.
Yo, I think I should be the sponsor for fucking Breathe Right No Strips.
Why aren't you? Why?
I mean, I don't fucking know why I'm not the sponsor for Breathe Right No Strips. I fucking sleep with them every single night. Sometimes during the day, I podcast with them sometimes.
That's not a plug either. Them. This is not a plug of, "Oh, maybe we'll get Breathe Right." Like, you really
do people this. That listen to the podcast know how I get down. My No Strip game is insane. They know how I get down. And I'm glad. And there's two other people that have sent me pictures of the No Strips since we talked about the No Strips in Minnesota.
They need to start
two
paying
other
you for
people
this.
I've converted.
Yeah, you're changing people's
that's
lives.
That's better
because
than any sponsorships that they've ever had.
100%. And you know what? I take it up a notch because, yes, I am on the Breathe Right, and it does open up my nasal passages, and it does help me breathe. But I am going to be honest with you, and this is not something that I like to tell other people, but we keep it real on the podcast. I'm having a sleep apnea machine coming to my house. It's called a CPAP machine. So that's something I have to hide if I do have women over or friends over for that matter, because I see a lot of, basically a CPAP machine is what pumps oxygen where you have to wear a mask because I have sleep apnea where I wake up every 2 hours. It's kind of like what people on 600 pound life use. You know, it starts out with, "Hey, meet Janine," and then you show her in her bed taking off her sleep apnea mask and the oxygen tank.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to have in a couple days. I'm having an instructional video, but I'm hoping that'll keep me asleep because I wake up every 2 hours and...
We need whatever we could do to keep you asleep and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man.
You know, whatever we could do to make that happen.
Yeah. Oh, man, this has been so nice. This is really a therapy session for me, like, in a way. And
thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you, man.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. And
appreciate you, man.
Wow, this is a good story. I know everybody's going to be happy that Mr. Brazil is back in business.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Wishing you nothing but the best. We're wishing
Brazil,
you nothing
man.
But the best going forward with your relationship, however it defines itself with Rio. We're calling her Rio for now.
I don't think things are going to progress with Rio, to be honest with you. She's a really nice person. I'm not really looking for that, but it has been really nice. And
how old is she?
She's 25 or 26.
All right.
So it's not weird. Okay. It's not like, you know, a 19-year-old who's too dumb to know that she could do better than me. It's somebody who's, you know, like her brain is actually like developed. Like she's making coherent decisions.
Right. Yes.
Like, hey, I don't mind being with that guy. That's crazy.
Are you that guy?
I'm that guy. I am that guy. I thought like I wasn't that guy. I'm that guy.
You're Dean Collins, the young shooter, aka Mr. Brazil.
Love
that's
that.
That's who you are.
I really love
that's
that.
That's who you are.
Thank
and everybody's
you.
Pumped up about it. All right, we came we saw, we disrupted. I mean, what a diverse, all over the place, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'll let you walk us out of here, Shooter. You know how we do it. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real proper. Okay, but most importantly, take me out of here with something
real funky.
Why can't you say it with me?
I did say it with you.
Say it with me. No, you're like real. You're doing like an echo. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real
funky.
Funky.
Dude, say it when I'm saying it because I said real funky.
I say it the way I want to say it, motherfucker.
Okay, try and follow your lips. Try it for fucking third time's a charm.
Take me out of here. I'm done.
Fuck.